There was a Jew in Bar Park who had an office. Well, he worked there. And in his office, he had a big picture of the Rebbe, like most like a Lubavitcher does. So one day, a Jew from Hungary came into his office and said, "Hey, I didn't see you in years." And he saw this big picture on the wall. And he said, "Your tzaddik, the Lubavitcher Rebbe? Let me tell you, who is this Rebbe? I have a story with him. If I didn't see the story myself, I wouldn't believe it happened." He said, "Listen, in a town that I lived in Eretz Yisrael, there was a woman who she always had a very, very hard time giving birth. She had a very big medical issue, and she would get a baby in her tummy, but when it came time to give birth, usually it would not be good. Sometimes the baby wouldn't survive, and not good things would happen. So she went to all the doctors, and the doctors weren't able to help her too much. It was a very big problem. So then she went to all the big rabbanim and rebbes asking for brachas, and she got all the brachas and davenings for everyone, but for some reason it still didn't help. And she went to all the kfarim, all the holy places to daven, and she still had her issue. Until someone told her, you know, if no one can help you, the only person who can help you is the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who's in New York. Write a letter to the Lubavitcher Rebbe and ask him for help." So she did. She wrote a letter to the Rebbe, and they came back a very interesting letter she was not expecting to get. The Rebbe wrote that nearby the town, there is a spring of water. And nearby that spring of water, there's a certain factory. They make stuff. At the end of the day, at 5 o'clock, when the workers leave, the husband should stand by the door. And he should count the workers that leave, one at a time. The 10th person that leaves, the husband should follow that worker. Okay? It's a very interesting thing to do. But the husband said, "I'll listen. There's a big tzaddik, the Rebbe. I'll listen to what he says." So he went to that factory, and he waited. By 5 o'clock, people started leaving, and he started counting the people leaving. 1, 2, 3, 4. He came to the 10th person, and this 10th person looks like a regular person, any other worker. He started getting, this person's walking, and the husband, "Okay, I have to follow him." Started following him, and this worker went on a bus. He went on the bus after him. Then after a while, he got off the bus, and the husband got off the bus. This person walked a little bit, went to his house, and the husband's standing outside, door closed. So what do I do now? Then I said to follow him. Okay, I started knocking on the door. Knocking on the door. I said, "Yeah, who's there?" I said, "I want to meet the person who was working in the factory. He just came out." Okay. Door opened. And that same worker standing there says, "Yeah, what do you want?" "I don't really know. I don't know what I want, but the Lubavitcher Rebbe told me to follow the 10th person who comes out of the factory, so I followed you. I don't know." So this person standing there had a look like a shock on his face and said, "Really? The Rebbe found me here? Okay, wait a minute." And he went back inside his house, and then he came out a few minutes later. And he was holding in his hand some cubes of sugar. There's sugar that comes tiny little pieces, like regular sugar you put in food. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes a lot of stores have these. They come like tiny little boxes, cubes of sugar. Yeah. He was holding some cubes of sugar. And this person, this worker, who must have been a hidden tzaddik, he said, "Take these cubes of sugar. Really, you should know that right now, your son was already born." I guess his wife had a baby in her tummy. And they were worried the baby was going to come out alive and healthy. He said, "Just now, the baby was born, and everything's fine. These cubes of sugar are for the future. If in the future, when you want to have more children, if you ever have problems, if it's ever dangerous, your wife should eat from these cubes of sugar, and everything will be fine." Okay, and this man left from this hidden tzaddik and went back home. When he came home, they said, "Oh, your wife's not here. Your wife went to the hospital." He went to the hospital, and he found his wife together with his baby. So this Jew came into the office. He said, "I didn't hear this from anywhere else. I saw this story happen. I lived there. I live right nearby." He told this the Yidden office in Bar Park.